Protests in the rural towns of Western North Carolina for racial justice are growing into a movement. Molly Hathcock and Erica Lachey didn't know each other until a few weeks ago. Hathcock, who identifies as a black woman, says she was sickened by the killing of George Floyd and wanted to do something. Anything.
I was like, I need to bring this to my hometown. It's unfair that people are saying that it's not here just because they're not living with it.
Hathcock, who grew up in Franklin while Lachey, moved to town from Minneapolis, Minnesota. She says that when she saw the video of George Floyd's death, she recognized the street behind him.
I went to that grocery store like every day to go get snacks because it's down the street from my school and such. So like, it's just crazy.
It's because of experiences like this that the two started the Solidarity of WNC Facebook group with Jade Green, who moved to Franklin about 2 years ago. Soon after starting the Facebook group, which now has over 700 members, demonstrations in Franklin and Silva were announced.
Black lives!
Black lives!
Hundreds marched Friday night in Franklin from the town hall to the town square, which sits directly across from the Macon County Courthouse and a monument to Confederate veterans. Franklin Mayor Bob Scott, a number of volunteers, and local history teacher and activist John DeVille spoke at the square. DeVille shared the lynching of a black man, which took place less than a mile away from where they were standing.
They took Mitchell Mosley down to the bridge next to the playground, and they hung him off that bridge.
There were a few tense moments.
You can stand for what America could be, but you stand for what it is!
A group of almost 50 people gathered in front of the Confederate monument. Some held American flags, and a few held Confederate memorabilia.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! These racist statues got to go! Hey, hey!
Main Street in Franklin was not blocked off during the event, so cars continued to drive by, yelling and honking support for both sides. Republican State Representative Kevin Corbin stood outside his business on the square.
It's bothered me to watch these protests, or I call them riots, across the nation. That's not happening here. You know, people are just expressing themselves and agree or disagree.
Just hours later on Saturday morning, the group was setting up for day two in Silva at Bridge Park. The Silva Police Department blocked off all roads intersecting with the protest route, as well as the entire courthouse steps where a monument to Confederate veterans sits in the middle.
George Floyd!
A group of counter-protesters gathered at the top of the steps, and very few came down to the protest. During a speech about the ability of Christianity to heal racism, Sarah Mawakani, who identifies as white, couldn't contain her disagreement.
We have to forgive each other, let the past be the past, and then what we do from this day forward is what
After some discussion, she was invited to the stage to share her perspective.
As a white woman and a mother of a black child and married to a black man and I have a black family, I don't know that I completely agree with complete peacefulness.
Michael McIntosh says he's been in Silva for about 20 years and is originally from Jamaica.
Thank you guys for coming. The best you can do while you're here is educate yourself.
Solidarity of WNC says that this is just the beginning. The group plans to have more events soon. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.